Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Imagine a convenience store that's five times the size of the largest Quick Trip. A store with 120 gas pumps, in-house brisket, and beaver-themed merch for sale. This could be coming soon to Oak Creek. The convenience store and gas station chain Buc-ee's may be coming to Wisconsin as soon as 2027. But some residents of the planned Oak Creek location are raising concerns about the project, and in recent months have filed a lawsuit against the city. But what is Buc-ee's? Lake Effect Sam Woods is joined by Charles Usher, a travel writer who wrote about Buc-ee's in this month's Milwaukee Magazine.
Buc-ee's is it's a convenience store and gas station. But as I mentioned in my article, describing it as such vastly undersells it. The chain started in Texas, Lake Jackson, Texas, back in 1982. And as we all know, in Texas, things are bigger. If you take your what you think of as your normal gas station, your typical Quick Trip or something, multiply that by 15 or 20. These things are enormous. I think the current largest one is somewhere north of 75,000 square feet, which is about 15 or 20 typical convenience stores kind of put together. For close to, like, I think 40 years or something, it was just a Texas chain. But since 2019, they started expanding, first kind of across the Southeast, and now they're starting to creep north. And the Oak Creek branch, which they currently have plans for, I think it's slated to open in 2027, if everything goes to plan, would be, I believe, the first one, not just in Wisconsin, but in the Midwest. So it's kind of a major step, not just for convenience stores, gas stations in Wisconsin, but also for the company.
So this isn't the first time that Buc-ee's has attempted to claim ground in Wisconsin. This is the first time it seems like they're successfully doing so, but this isn't the first time they've attempted it. What happened on the first try?
Well, they initially planned to open their first Wisconsin branch in DeForest, so kind of hit that interstate between Madison and the Dells. And that is currently on hold. There has been some debate over money, because to build the Buc-ee's there, it's going to require some infrastructure updates to deal with the anticipated increase in traffic. Buc-ee's, like, because of their size, you can't just sort of like pop them off a highway exit like you normally would. Like, these often have their own dedicated frontage roads, often with names like Buc-ee's Drive or, like, you know, Nugget Boulevard. Like, you know, they have their own kind of dedicated road. So there's a lot of money that has to be put in, and currently, the proposed DeForest location is caught up in debate over who's going to supply that, like the company, the state government, the local government. So that project is currently on hold.
So your article makes note that perhaps the biggest thing to expect if Buc-ee's plants a flag here is hype. Why is this particular convenience store so notable and so worthy of hype?
Well, there's a few reasons. First of all, it's just the size, the pure size. It absolutely dwarfs like any other convenience store you've ever been to. It's, you know, Jupiter compared to Mercury. It's orders of magnitude larger. And because of that, they can carry a lot more stuff. So if you walk into a Buc-ee's and it's like walking into like a Walmart almost, it's enormous. They have, every branch has its own dedicated like barbecue bar. They cook the barbecue in-house. I haven't had it personally, but it has a good reputation. People pretty consistently rave about it. If you're coming from Texas and your primary customer base is Texans, it has to be pretty decent. It has enormous selection of snacks. They do a lot of their own brand snacks. They're very famous for their, they call them beaver nuggets. They're basically sweetened corn puffs. They're super addictive. I have had those, and they're really hard to stop. They make their own fudge. They have their in-house bakery with cinnamon rolls and kolaches. They do a ton of branded merch. They're super popular for that. T-shirts, beach chairs, Christmas ornaments. One thing that I think they've done that is really shrewd that you don't see, not just American gas stations, but a lot of American brands not doing, but that anyone who's ever been to Japan will really catch on to, is they have a cute mascot. And that goes a long way because you can slap that on merch and people will want to buy it. You don't have kids clamoring for Quick Trip merch. Nobody's buying BP or merch. I don't think Sheetz merch sells very well, but you slap this cute beaver mascot on it, and all of a sudden, people want it. Another reason is just like Buc-ee's tend to be very well run. You walk into one, it's super clean. They like to boast about like having the country's cleanest restrooms. That kind of stems from like a single award they won back in 2012. That was given to a single location. I think their New Braunfels, Texas location. And so they make a lot of hay out of that. But the bathrooms like are super, super clean. They have two like full-time employees dedicated just to the bathrooms. You walk in, they're spotless. They have art by local artists on the hallways leading to the restrooms. It is like a very well-run operation. You're never gonna walk in there and like find a gross Buc-ee's. They just don't exist.
You mentioned a comparison to Quick Trip, right? And that
Yeah.
there's some things that Buc-ee's does that Quick Trip doesn't do. And there's the kind of hype that Buc-ee's has in Texas and in the South especially doesn't compare to Quick Trip. However, we as Wisconsinites, this is Quick Trip country. And so what might this Buc-ee's foray north into Wisconsin mean for Quick Trip?
In some respects, it's obviously not good news for Quick Trip just because it's another major competitor on their turf. On the other hand, it might not have quite as much of an impact as some people are worried about. You're not going to see Buc-ee's popping up all over the state. That's just it's not their business plan. They can't really do that. You're going to have this Oak Creek location and then possibly the DeForest one. And beyond that, it's hard to see where they might go. If I had to guess, if they try to open another one, I would say maybe somewhere outside the Twin Cities. But, they need to be in like high traffic interstate corridors for the most part. So there aren't that many other places where it would make sense for them to expand to, at least in the short term. Number two, it's not just the sheer size both works to Buc-ee's advantage and its disadvantage. It's not a place where you're just going to pop in to get gas real quick. As I mentioned before, like these often have their own dedicated frontage roads. It's kind of, they're not just, you can't just pop off the highway real quick, fill up, and get back on the interstate. Like going to Buc-ee's is an outing. So for like day to day, I think most people are still going to be going to Quick Trip to their local gas station to fill up. People go to Buc-ee's, yeah, for the gas, but they're also going there for the barbecue, for the merch. So it's going to appeal a lot more to travelers coming up from Chicago to Door County or whatever, or people from coming going from Milwaukee down to Chicago or beyond. So it's not, it doesn't have the same day-to-day convenience that places like Quick Trip can offer.
Charles, the last question I have for you is less of a question, more of an opportunity to have the final word. So if there's something you think I should have asked about, something you'd like me to know about Buc-ee's, something you'd like listeners to know about Buc-ee's, want to give you the chance to say that before I let you go.
Now, I think it's just going to be interesting to see how the local population responds to it. As I mentioned, this isn't just their first Wisconsin location. I think it's going to be their first Midwest location. Right now, I think the closest Buc-ee's is down in Kentucky. if you're heading south on the interstate towards Chicago, like somewhere around the Mars Cheese Castle, there's a sign notifying you that it's like 470 miles away. So it'll be interesting to see just, how things carry over into into the region. Obviously, there's people like barbecue everywhere, but it's not as much part of our culture as it would be down in Texas or even down in the South. So I think that's going to be one thing that, people should kind of pay attention to is how it fits into like the Midwest scene and if they make any sort of accommodations to Midwest culture, if we see brats on the grill alongside, their chopped brisket.
Yeah. Charles, thank you so much for joining me on Lake Effect. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Charles Usher is a travel and culture writer who wrote an article about Buc-ee's for this month's Milwaukee Magazine. Though Buc-ee's is quickly becoming a nationwide brand, some Oak Creek residents take issue with its development. Oak Creek Neighbors United is a neighborhood group formed in opposition to Buc-ee's Oak Creek location, citing light and noise pollution, traffic, environmental concerns, and costs to taxpayers. The group filed a lawsuit against the city of Oak Creek, alleging the city government illegally rezoned the site for the new store. Mary Ellen Malcolm and her son, Bill Malcolm, are members of Oak Creek Neighbors United. They join Lake Effect's Sam Woods to discuss their concerns.
So a question for both of you. Do you remember when you first heard about Buc-ee's plans, and what was your initial reaction?
I was watching the news at 10 o'clock, and they said, "Good news, Buc-ee's is coming to town." So they had a story, and on it, the mayor of Oak Creek and the city administrator said, "Buc-ee's is coming to town." And they even talked about when the ground opening was going to be. They presented it as a done deal. And I looked at the TV and my husband, I said, "What? Where did this come from?" And then 2 days later, we got a notice of a public hearing saying that it was a planning commission meeting, that public comment would be welcome. So my husband and I went, as well as a lot of our neighbors. In fact, it was standing room only to find out that the mayor was not going to allow public comments. So that set off the whole thing, that this was something that was worked on in secret. They announced it on the media. We didn't find out about it the way that we should. And I was concerned because I didn't know what this all was. I was in Texas. I heard about Buc-ee's. I said, "Oh, this is okay." But then when I started doing the research, that's when my concern came. And when I went to that hearing, I got even more concerned because the Buc-ee's sales representative had no facts. I raised to show him the letter and said, "Hey, why aren't we allowed to speak?" So he begrudgingly gave, I think it was 8 or 10 of us, 2 minutes to express our concern. Then the planning commission voted on it. Two civil engineers expressed the same concerns we did, and they were over vetoed by the council to go ahead. So that set the course that this was not going to be smooth sailing and that we couldn't rely on the city to look out for the best interests of Oak Creek. Bill, how did you feel about it?
Yeah, about the same. I mean, I found out about it shortly after you did, and I remember you telling me about that first town hall meeting where you found out about it. So, as Wisconsinites, we love novelty and new things. So I was kind of excited at first, but then the more I started finding out about this, the more I'm like, God, this is a nightmare. Like, for the first 6 months at least, like, nobody's just going to be able to get in there in any kind of like quick fashion. There's going to be traffic jams, peak hours. It looks like you'll be waiting at least an hour to get in and then another hour to get out of there, especially something that's, a necessity that we all need. And, a lot of us are still driving gas powered cars. So I get it. But the more I learn about it, the more I just want to stay far away from it.
What are your concerns with the Buc-ee's development?
Number one, it's about 1,000 to 1,400 feet away from the backyard of a number of residents. So there will be extreme light pollution from that because it's 24/7. You can see the lights from Buc-ee's over a mile away. The traffic impact. Buc-ee's has a pattern of severely underestimating traffic, crime, pollution. They initially said 5 to 8,000, not even 5,000 cars a day. Each public hearing, they keep increasing it. a known fact. And if you look at your homework, every place they go, they have severely underestimated the traffic so that they create a traffic nightmare. Try to imagine up to 20,000 cars coming off of Elm Road exit. And the only cross street to be able to get to that in Oak Creek is Oakwood Road, which is a two-lane road, pure residential. So they underestimate the traffic. They don't contribute anything to the Oak Creek property tax base. In fact, what they pay for property tax is less than what we pay as residents. They don't cover additional residential services coming into the area. And less than 2 years ago, I think it was, maybe three, the Oak Creek Common Council turned down an application for a small gas station on 27th and Oakwood, saying we don't need more gas stations. There's seven of them in a 1.5 mile area. So this is less than maybe a half a mile from where Buc-ee's is going to go. So why is it okay for Buc-ee's to add 120, but this other person couldn't add one on 27th and Oakwood? There's contradictions and false information that they bring to the city. And that's the concern, that the facts are not there. We are not against development, but that is the wrong development for that property.
Mary Ellen, you mentioned Buc-ee's not covering additional residential services needed for to maintain the development. Can you explain a little bit more what you mean by that?
Yes, since this is adding all that traffic, that's going to put a strain on police, fire, and emergency services. For example, we have fire department ambulances that go up and down Oakwood to get to Ascension Hospital. That's going to be all clogged up with the traffic. They don't pay for road improvements. If the road improvements have to be there, they look to the state, the county, or the city to fund it. You look at their track record, that's what they're doing. The money that they are paying to the state and county sales tax, none of that's going to Oak Creek. And the other part that they don't mention is they pull at least 40% of revenue away from other local businesses. So what is really the net benefit to the state if 40% of revenue is reduced from already businesses that are paying on state and county and gas taxes? So the impact on the local economy is not as favorable. And this is the information that the city is not presenting in their publications or their press releases. Oh, by the way, we've been told that Oak Creek can't even repair roads. They're going to have to get a special property tax assessment. So with all that improvement that's going to be needed, how are they going to cover that?
So I imagine Buc-ee's and supporters of this development will point to things like job creation and needed economic development, and that you all are just a few concerned citizens getting in the way of that job creation, that development. So I'm asking you to speak to a hypothetical, but what would you say to someone who thinks along those lines?
We're not against development. In fact, Buc-ee's may be something that a lot of people want. But the facts are the report that we have on our website called The Burden of Buc-ee's needs to be evaluated and see, is there a better place for that than right on the Root River or right on top of a residential neighborhood? Can the city support that? And while we have people that are excited, and I can get that, you know, they have good beef brisket, is this the right place for it in Wisconsin? And that's what we're trying to get out there. And we're trying to get the facts so that if people look at it objectively, is this the right location for it? And we feel that the hidden costs or the hidden burden of it in this particular area is not good for Oak Creek, is not good for Franklin, Caledonia. And it outweighs the excitement of getting beef brisket. And by the way, they don't even have enough parking spots for what they're projecting. People stay at the pump sometimes an hour because they can't find a parking spot. So what type of a traffic jam are we going to have? And again, they view this as the Disneyland of gas stations. So how much access will local people have to it since they're trying to pull people from out of state? That's why we thought maybe further down toward the southern border, where you don't have all these other factors that could make it not a good location. And we even asked them, have they considered that?
Yeah, based on our research from Indeed and Glassdoor, the reviews there show that the people who work there do not recommend it by an overwhelming majority. The quality of the jobs certainly are up for debate and question. They have large amounts of turnover there. So, you know, the economic benefit of one of these locations is ultimately going to come down to a drain on Oak Creek and the surrounding areas. Lots of people don't prefer working there. And, you know, you might say, like, well, who would want to work at a gas station anyway? There's plenty of reviews for other locations and other gas stations and other companies that show the exact opposite of employee satisfaction. The quality of the job that people would be touting for this, like, really aren't there. In fact, Buc-ee's has shown a history of suing former employees who left too soon.
Yeah, one thing also I want to add, Sam, is the tax base. You talk about economic development. Oak Creek is the home to Amazon, to IKEA, to a large Target. Yet our property tax base is about $1,100 more than a similar property in Franklin. So all this economic development with businesses coming, we as taxpayers have not seen it. And I would question how much benefit this is actually going to come to Oak Creek. Since we don't get a lion's share of the sales tax, we don't get a lion's share of any of the revenue, and the fact that the tax of that property is significantly less than a residential area or even agriculture.
Can you tell me about the lawsuit filed against the city of Oak Creek?
When we went to the public hearings, there were certain actions that the city was taking that was not following their own ordinance, like basically spot zoning. And there were other things that we actually were not getting answers from the city. In fact, at one of the hearings, and it's on YouTube, you can hear me saying, in the Philadelphia story, the jury foreman said, "Explain it to me like I'm a five-year-old." And I said that at the meeting as to why are they not presenting the facts? Why are they not explaining? It seemed like there was some kind of hidden agenda. And I'll be very careful how I'm saying that, because we also did research in Colorado where the mayor accepted gifts from Buc-ee's and there was some suspected corruption. There was a recall effort that the citizens of Palmer Lake did. There also was a similar pattern in North Carolina and a couple of other cities. And the feeling from the group was we needed to have some representation because the city, for whatever reason, was not open to looking at the facts or listening to us. So that's when we secured an attorney who was experienced in these types of situations. In fact, he successfully fought the slaughterhouse in Franklin, and he definitely looked at the facts and said the city violated their own ordinances. They did spot zoning, which is for the benefit of one property owner, not the benefit of the citizens. So based on that, we took the decision that, yes, the only way for the city to take us seriously was to file the lawsuit.
Yeah, this definitely wasn't our first move there. You know, we tried bringing our concerns before the council, and they had largely been disregarded. They've been disregarding their own rules even and their own prior judgments. And we're having a heck of a time trying to figure out why. You know, why are they favoring this huge out-of-state, you know, this Texas gas company over its own residents and the people within it?
What is the stakes of this lawsuit? So if you win this lawsuit, what happens?
If we win the lawsuit, then they will have to go back and follow the proper procedures and start from the beginning and making sure that they don't do any violation of their ordinances. We're not suing for money. We just want to make sure that all the facts are put in there, that all the costs are available, and we're just trying to do what's right for the city of Oak Creek. There was a motion. There was a hearing in front of the judge. There is a follow-up hearing where the city presents saying we filed a frivolous lawsuit, which when you read the lawsuit, you'll see we have our facts. That is not frivolous. Then we have an opportunity through our attorney to respond. And I'm not going to second guess what is being said by the city. I'm not going to second guess what the judge will do. And I'm not going to second guess what our attorney will do. But we feel that with the facts that we have, that we want our day in court and we want the justice to be done, that it's not a violation of the law to the benefit of an out-of-state development company. If the city had followed their proper procedures, maybe this wouldn't even be going that far. In fact, there was one mayor in Texas that stood up for what was right and said, this is not good for our city, and we're not going to have it come into our city. So if you start digging into the facts, that's when you see a pattern of operation, or what we call a modus operandi. So again, as a reasonable person, what is the motive? What are they hiding? Is there corruption? Was it like Palmer Lake? What would a reasonable person think if they're not even trying to follow their own rules?
Yeah, there are really some bizarre things that have happened. They spent a good chunk of time on changing an imaginary street. It's a road that doesn't even exist yet, and the Planning Commission had 6 questions about this imaginary street. But when this 74,000 square foot mega gas station came up, it was just waving them on past, no questions from any of the council until, the residents started bringing up concerns.
So Buc-ee's has expanded aggressively out of Texas in recent years. Are there other locations that you look at as precedent for your concerns?
There are cities all over the country, Colorado, Virginia, Tennessee, even Florida, that are fighting against this. And some of them actually won. In Palmer Lake, Colorado, for instance, the mayor was found to be involved in regarding the rules of the city and ended up getting recalled because of it. North Carolina, their citizens rejected a Buc-ee's as well. So we're not alone in this fight, and every penny that we raise for this effort goes to strictly just legal funds. Like, none of us are getting paid for this. We're trying to do this in the precious free time that we have, and we're doing it out of love for our fellow residents. There's a lot of things that are very concerning about it, and you can get a terrible idea.
Well, Mary Ellen and Bill, thank you so much for joining me on Lake Effect. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That was Mary Ellen Malcolm and Bill Malcolm, members of Oak Creek Neighbors United. They spoke with Lake Effect's Sam Woods. You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.